The first single, Kiss of a Century, that's the first example for the album. And it feels pretty cool actually after waiting for such a long time.
It feels great.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Tremendous.
I mean, you can say as much as you like, you can talk and talk and talk, but the music speaks the best. So, whatever you see in the papers, in the end, the record counts.
We found Roland brought to us in the cradle with a pet attached to him, saying, like, I'm an orphan guitarist and I want to be in a band. And so we raised him up and have his hair growing and, well...
I thought that's hard, man.
Well, but no, I mean, he plays a serious guitar and I think it's quite okay what he does there, you know, because fits into the band quite properly, I'd say. And, after all, you need a second guitarist, huh? Don't you?
Kiss of a Century, yeah. Well, the idea of that song is just when you watch TV, actually. And you see what's going on. Or maybe, I think, I'm not so sure, actually, it just came. That's the way I normally write. I don't really plan anything or something like that. It just comes. Who am I to say? But the thing is that I just describe something that I see, maybe. It's the way I see kids today. Maybe. Some of them. You know, they don't really feel like they are responsible for what's going on. They always feel like it happens. It just happened years ago, ages ago, and it all goes down the hill anyway, and there's nothing we can do about it. That's the way I see it, actually.
So
they feel like it's not our fault. That's
but
the thing.
They should feel responsible, shouldn't they?
Yeah, of
I mean,
course.
That's like a... You are the kids of the century, so it's one of the last chances to do something or something like that.
Yeah. I think that's the idea about the song. It's just one day I felt like, what about these young people? You know, what about us? We just feel like, you know, it's not our fault. Everything just goes, and we can't change it. But we can. If the kids today, if they can't change it, who can? Who can? I just think it's another step. It's still pretty much energy in there. But it's a different groove. It's not what I personally hate is when you have to rewrite yourself, or when you do rewrite yourself, you just stay in the same vein all the time. So
I think it's the first time we actually groove, because before that, I mean, we feel much more confident now by playing, and we are much more together than before, I guess.
And I think it's sound very live, because we recorded that very roughly, and so it comes out like nearly a live version. So, I mean, naturally it's got a good mix going on and everything, but it's been played so rough, and I mean, I very much like it.
Mm. I don't think there's such a big influence by a producer in this band. I think this band knows pretty much what they want. And we had a good time, I hope.
He brought positive vibes into that whole production,
that's the thing,
I believe.
Vibes, I think, you know, talking about the new album is always like, you know, oh, the best we've ever done, blah, 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 blah. And every band is saying that, actually. The thing is, we recorded that in the Puk studio in Denmark, which is a very good studio.
And we did additional recordings in another one here in London, very nice.
But, you know, it's just, it's like, the music talks. I think the kids just, when they hear Kiss of a Century, they know what the album is about, at least
Money
one song.
Money walks and music talks. Well, I think touring is quite necessary again for us, because we stayed out for that long, you know, and so it's really quite a new experience to go on tour again, to be actually on stage again, which we're not used to anymore, because it's been taking so long.
But touring is such a big part of our lives, and we've been missing that part for a long time, and the more we look forward to that, of course.
Touring is actually, I mean, the album is the thing that you need as an artist, writing songs and stuff. But to get close to the fans and to what's going on, you need to go on your own. You have to play your songs live. Like really telling the kids what the songs are about.
That's the best, actually. The best part is touring. I guess nobody would disagree with me, no other musician.
Yeah, we're at a turning point, so to say. We're gonna kick ass, you know, and what
and
else?
Other
and, ooh, 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 and, ooh, ooh.
And another thing.
Okay, I think it's another.